This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here on a Tuesday morning, live and in living color as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan family automotive studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, too, and around the world, as well as on the satellite via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too. Now, the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, we thank you for keeping America free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, whether or not you're a trucker, a warehouse, a factory worker, butcher, baker, maintenance, janitorial worker, mechanic, construction worker, bulk mail center, maybe you're working at the cashier behind one of those all-night convenience stores, or you're an Uber, Lyft, taxi, or bus driver, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all of our roughnecks that are out there working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra of the U.S. of A. Plus, to our Aramco friends over there, the oil workers that are working in Saudi Arabia, thank you very much for what you're doing, keeping all that oil flowing around the world, as well as back here to the U.S. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can always follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, we're going to see the pledge and get started here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, one of the big stories right now of this hour is, of course, the weather over there in Mississippi, nationally, as there's more rain coming, perhaps as much as 2 inches. Some areas will have more than that. Going to be very interesting today over there in some of those spots. Please be careful, because it could be a lot worse than what it already is. And just whatever you do, listen to the authorities and do what they tell you over there. Now, also, we have some Americans that have been brought back from China and from the cruise ships in Japan. Remember, we had people on board there. And some of them have been brought back that were already sick to Omaha, Nebraska, where they're being treated there. And we've also had some come to Travis Air Force Base in California, and some come to San Antonio, to the joint base there in San Antonio, as well as the ones that have already been taken to over into California area by Ontario. Now, I'm going to go, let's see if I can get this now, because I'm going to go over here to a report that's coming in about Ryan Newman. Let me see if I can get this. All right, let me try again.
Realized he's in serious condition, but we're told his injuries are not life-threatening, so that's good news. And the crash overshadowing Denny Hamlin's third Daytona 500 win. Hamlin tweeting after his celebration, quote, "I want to give well wishes and prayers to Ryan Newman. I had absolutely no idea the severity of the crash until I got to victory lane."
All righty. Well, that's Fox News was coming in with that. I was thinking we had something breaking that was going to be coming in there. But basically what they said was exactly what we knew several hours ago, and that was that Ryan Newman was injured, not life-threatening injuries, thank goodness, not life-threatening injuries, but was seriously injured and was in stable condition, serious injuries, but in stable condition at the Halifax Hospital there, which is in Daytona. Now, there's no plans at the moment to move him anywhere else, but if that's the case, then maybe that's another sign that things are not as bad as they could have been. Because anybody that saw that NASCAR wreck yesterday, wow, how he survived that is beyond me. When that car went up airborne and actually went over the top of not one but two other cars and had already been gone into the wall, had already been hit by at least one. And then shoved up over the roof of that car and the one behind it. And then it rolled again and wound up sliding down the road, down the racetrack, rather, about probably a good 600-700 feet. And it was burning. It was on fire when the rescue workers got there. Now, I do know some people that work at the track, and I did have some people that were there that was that were watching what was going on. They said that they watched Ryan Newman being taken out of the vehicle, and what took them so long, or what it looked like it was taking them so long, was that cage that they make, the driver's cage around the car, around the driver. It's built to withstand things like that. Now, this was a 190-mile-an-hour, maybe 195-mile-an-hour crash, and the cage had apparently caved in a little bit on one side, and they had to literally cut him out of the vehicle using the jaws of life. And this is what you didn't see and what they didn't show on television. Because, again, the first thing I thought of when I saw this was Dale Earnhardt and what happened then many years ago. And that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that, because that's how severe this race, this wreck was when I saw it from a first responder standpoint. I realized this was a traumatic incident and the hit that he took and whatnot. So there you have it. All righty. What is this? Who's chiming in? Oh, Eric. Okay, we should look at the bright side of regarding the crash. He's in a local hospital in Daytona instead of being taken to the trauma center in Orlando. Yep, because if it was really, 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 and again, they said it's not life-threatening, I would imagine he's got a few broken bones out of this deal. That's what I would imagine there, Eric. Okay, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's our Tuesday morning edition. Don't forget, today is Have Lunch Day with the Captain at West Waters over there at Mission Barbecue. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today, 888-291-9729, 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi, 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
All righty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, listen up, because right now, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you look at the right tab there, you will see the USCCA logo. And the USCCA logo will give you an opportunity to click on that and sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Okay? Now, you're not done that yet, because then there'll be another screen that will open up and say, would you like to enter the $25,000 cash giveaway? Which somebody is going to win. Somebody is going to win that $25,000 cash. It's going to be a drawing later on in the fall. But here's the deal. All right, here's the deal. You got to go over and sign up to do it. So, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, look for the USCCA logo link on the right tab, click on it, sign up for the Gun a Day giveaway, and then sign up for the $25,000 free cash prize. And, of course, while you're there, maybe you just might want to think about becoming a member, because if you do, membership has its advantages, and you'll find out all about it when you go over there and you take a look at it. All righty. Now, Eric is chiming in. Let's see what it's. Eric is saying when he lived in Deltona, about 15 miles outside of Deltona. Okay, about 15 miles outside of Daytona. The rumor was that it was safer driving the Daytona 500 than it was to drive I-4 from Daytona to Orlando. Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? And I don't disagree with that one, Eric. So there you go. Now, let's also take into consideration some other things in the news today. We have got the governor of Virginia, who was on fire, and I mean on fire, literally, for this assault weapons ban that he was trying to run through. Well, surprise, surprise, Democrats who won control of Virginia's legislature on the promise of sweeping gun control lost a battle over the assault-style weapons. This was on Monday. They handed the governor, Ralph Northam, a big defeat, giving a rare win to Second Amendment activists in the newly blue capital of Richmond. Well, did anybody happen to see that big rally they had there with, I don't know, 25, 30,000 people or then some in there? Did anybody happen to hear the fact that 91 of the 95 counties in Virginia are now gun sanctuary counties? Anybody hear that? Did that not send a clear and definitive message to the governor and his cronies? Now, a Virginia Senate committee killed the bill that would have banned the sale of assault-style weapons and possession of high-capacity magazines. It had been a top priority for the governor, Northam, Ralph Northam, a former Army doctor who served in Operation Desert Storm, and often remarks that he has seen firsthand what weapons of war can do to human beings. Well, a lot of us have there, Governor. But what you were talking about banning, in specific, the AR-15 and the .223 caliber issue of it, is not that same weapon. Now, the bill was part of a package of eight gun control measures that the governor had advanced after a shooter killed 12 people at a Virginia Beach municipal building on May the 31st of last year. Now, Republicans refused to act on those bills last summer, and in a special session they gaveled out in 90 minutes, it became a rallying cry for Democrats in the November election when they flipped the state house and the Senate blue for the first time in a generation. Now, the House passed all eight of Northam's bills, but a handful of Democrats in the less liberal Senate have quashed three of them, and fears that the newly empowered party might overplay its hand. Now, I'm reading from the story here from the Washington Post, which has written this. They also go on to say the same tension has been playing out on other fronts, with the Senate taking a more cautious approach on issues such as the minimum wage, collective bargaining, and state budgeting. In other words, we the people in the state of Virginia got their message across to the politicians. So there you go. And congratulations to the state of Virginia on a tremendous victory. Congratulations. Very happy to see that. Now, something else that's going on here. The Boy Scouts of America, of all things, and we knew this might have been coming because I mentioned it early on. Well, I mentioned it sometime yesterday during the program because there was a rumor they were going to file for bankruptcy. Well, they did. They did. The Boy Scouts of America has now filed for bankruptcy. A lot of people that have chimed in seeing this story, they're saying, well, they did it to themselves with their policies when they went liberal and decided to cave to the people that wanted this and that. And it's probably true to a certain degree because many people started new versions of the Boy Scouts. Trail Life, I think, was one that I can think of. I believe that's the one that Bill Bunkley, my friend Bill Bunkley from Faith Talk Radio, and his son, I believe that's the one he belongs to. But again, why would anybody be surprised at something like that? Shouldn't be. Oh, and pro-abortion advocates pounced all over Ted Cruz's response to Alabama and the vasectomy bill. They missed the point about the rights of the unborn. They wanted to scream and gripe and moan about that, but forgot about the unborn bill that also was kiboshed. By the way, the Border Patrol, we found out yesterday, has released, or at least did release, more than 375,000 illegal immigrants directly into the U.S. last year. Now, that has since stopped. For obvious reasons. that has since stopped. And a longtime Democrat whose viral essay praised supporters of President Donald Trump says that she had to turn off Facebook reviews after being attacked by a bunch of leftists for supporting the president. Well, why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? By the way, Nancy Pelosi gave an interview to CNN's Christiane Amanpour. The main talking point of the speaker was about President Donald Trump's impeachment and his acquittal. And she said he wasn't acquitted. He was charged with impeachment. He'll always have that over him. He was charged with it. And there wasn't a trial. There wasn't any witnesses, and there weren't any, I don't know. She rambled onto some things. You know, when you're acquitted of something, when it's not guilty or there's no charges put against you, that's called an acquittal for a reason. And her impeachment acquittal statement sounded more like a statement of denial than something clever about the merits of a trial process, because she talked about a trial and they didn't have a trial and this, that, and the other. And I really think that Nancy is just trying to be the instigator in all this, because she's going along with the herd, the squad. She's going along with them with a lot of different things. All right, very quickly, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has a narrow lead over Joe Biden amongst Democrats nationally in the race to their party's 2020 presidential nomination, but Biden and Bernie Sanders are the candidates seen as the most likely to be nominated, although I will go out on a limb and make this prediction right now. After Nevada, Elizabeth Warren is likely to drop out because she isn't going to go anywhere. And certainly, after North Carolina, when they come back down there, you might see Joe Biden go. And maybe even somebody different. Acquitted for life. Yeah, you're right, Eric. Okay, she said acquitted. Yeah, he's acquitted for life. But she said that the president was, what, impeached for life. That's the way she put it out there. But then again, that's her. That's her and her talking points. So it is what it is. Just remember that. And we'll be right back with our next military and veterans report. Certainly got some more things to tell you about. And welcome back, Roger P. Shulman. Look at that. He's down there at the end of the hall. He's back from the state fair. That was his vacation. He went to the state fair. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In Florida, a horrendous crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. Ryan Newman's car flipped. He's rushed to the hospital after the fiery crash on the track. Denny Hamlin winning the race and in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan. The very latest now on the coronavirus. Delta Airlines warning passengers who are on Delta Flight 611 on February 6th from Honolulu to Japan about a Japanese couple who are on board who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. 200 passengers on board that flight receiving alerts from the airline. Right now, almost 75,000 people diagnosed with the coronavirus around the world. More than 1,700 people have died. And President's Day observed in the United States, banks, the post office, and Wall Street closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, we'll have more about them right after you hear from them about themselves and what the National Aviation Academy can do for you. Pay attention, because this could be your opportunity of a lifetime.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that more have chosen to go to a technical school or a vocational school to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay them less than what they think they're going to get. Because guess what? You want to be a plumber? You want to be a carpenter? You want to be a welder? You want to be a pipe fitter? You want to be a heavy equipment operator? A lot of those jobs are union, and you are not going to start out at the top dollar figure. You're going to start out as an apprentice. and or an 80 percenter. One or the other will happen to you along the way. So you're going to make less money than what you thought you were going to make, and then you're going to be unhappy, and you're going to go, boy, I don't know why I did this. How about doing it right the first time? Take the skills that you've got and check out the National Aviation Academy in Concord, Massachusetts, or Clearwater, Florida. Now, you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. 14 months is all it takes, 2,000 hours of training. And let me tell you something. Where are you going to go and make $60,000 for a 40-hour-a-week job right off the bat and have the opportunity to make a six-figure salary within a year or two? Where are you going to do that? Well, not too many places I know of, but here's the deal. Check them out online. Go to naa.edu, naa.edu, and then while you're there, give them a call after you see what they have to offer at 800-659, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, either the facility that's in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, or the other facility they have right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, on the Tampa Bay, on the Pinellas County side of Tampa Bay. Now you'll be glad you did, and I'll tell you why. Because where are you going to get that sort of money? You're not. And you'll have a job that you won't need to worry about job security. Even though an airline may go belly up, guess what? They're always going to need to have people to repair the airplanes. You can go overseas. You can do whatever you want. If you go overseas, you're going to get more money. Now, let's take a look at a couple of things here when it comes to the military. First of all, we've got The Senate, who has come out and they've limited the president's authority, a resolution that was passed. Again, a resolution is not binding. The president can just go, oh, okay, fine. On the whether or not he can declare war against or he can do wartime actions against Iran. That does not mean self-defense if they launch something at us and we go back and hit a specific target or whatnot. It just means a full-scale war. So we'll see where that goes and what happens. Now, the other thing is, the veterans out there, a military health record milestone has been delayed. Remember, they're converting everything from the paper system that they had to electronics, so that when you get out of the military, everything electronically, it automatically switches over to the VA. Well, that's reached a little bit of a delay. They're not quite on schedule, you might know. And they requested a $1 billion funding increase over there in the VA so that they can get this all taken care of. We'll see what happens. And by the way, something else that's really, and again, I don't know what it is, but here we go. I'm going to say, I told you so. I know when I tell you this. But the VA purchased technology from blacklisted banned foreign companies that they weren't supposed to do business with, including companies from where, you say? China. Good Lord. Unbelievable. By the way, the U.S. and Taliban have agreed in principle to a reduction of violence in Afghanistan. How long would that last? I don't know. It's supposed to be a 7-day cooling off period. We'll see how long it lasts. I haven't heard of anything yet, but I would imagine the Taliban will violate it somewhere along the line. And by the way, the USS Bataan and their amphibious readiness group, I'll get it right in a minute, and their 2,500 Marines have entered the Persian Gulf area. Now, I don't know where they're going to let the Marines off at in the Persian Gulf, but the USS Bataan, of course, is an amphibious assault ship They have their own little task force that travels with them. And we'll see what happens there. Now that they're in the Persian Gulf. And when it comes to America's success in Afghanistan, America has given up trying to define what the word success means in Afghanistan. Instead, they're trying to measure some sort of means of success by what they can do with the training, when it comes to the training of the Afghani forces, which are still lacking in numbers and still can't take care of themselves when it comes to what they have to do. We still have to be there, unfortunately. Now, there is a deal where the fallout from the death of a Chinese doctor is now turning into a major challenge for President Pai in China, because this doctor was one of the researchers, one of the people that was working on this coronavirus, and he has now died. And believe me when I tell you, we are so close, as you've heard, to a pandemic as is possible. Now, the only people that can help us out when it comes to that are, in fact, our military, because they have the facilities, they have all the different opportunities and the means and the wherewithal to do what needs to be done. Now, that being said, Omaha, Nebraska, one of the bases that they're using right now, with Americans that have come back from China that are sick with this coronavirus, they're treating them there. In California, Travis Air Force Base, plus the base in Ontario, it's now a reserve base, no longer a full service air base there by Ontario, California. San Antonio, they're at Joint Base San Antonio right now. And there's a list of about 12 more bases where people could be coming as they come back to the United States. And again, it's something that you just can't let these people out into the general population, if you will, because they're coming from an area where people have been sick. And I forget what it is now. I just saw it pop across the TV screen here just a minute ago. It's like 78,000 cases of the coronavirus. 78,000 cases. And I'm not exactly sure how many the number of deaths are. And Eric, what are you saying here, Eric? The head of the laboratory in Winnipeg, Canada, that kicked out and deported Chinese scientists working with the level of the Banzani group, dead in Kenya about 2 weeks ago. Oh, okay, so there's another scientist that's gone. All right, gee, imagine that. Okay, we'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming in there. Got some great financial news to report today, so we'll discuss that with him. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our good friends at Only Eyes Optical, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call to schedule an appointment for your eyes at 941-444-7984. They have a licensed optometrist there, and then, of course, the licensed optician is Diana Reeson, and you can give her a call for an appointment or just stop by at their 6541 Superior Avenue location. And if you've got one of those coupons or something from one of those large big box stores, you know, buy one, get one, or buy one, get one 40% off or something like that, take that over to her and see if she can meet or beat any advertised price, because she says that's what she'll do. And by the way, they really care about you and they care about your eyes. Now, they are a veteran-owned business there. And they love our veterans and love our first responders, which is why they always get a discount their family on everything that they get in there in terms of eyeglasses. So stop by, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The phone number again for an appointment, 941-444-7984. That's an eye appointment. And always make sure to tell her the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, the Watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, listen, you were just telling me, and I am going to mention this, you were just telling me that for the first time you just saw this horrendous wreck yesterday at Daytona.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's, yeah, I don't,
cringeworthy things. Those and sports scares me with that stuff. It really, really does. I mean, it's you completely no control whatsoever when you get into something, an accident like that. It was pretty brutal.
Well, that occurred with the speeds between 190 and 195 miles an hour coming down the back straight as they were coming out of the turn. And God only knows you're going to go wherever inertia is going to take you. But he's alive. Ryan Newman is alive. And he's got serious injuries, but he's in stable. He's been stabilized at the Halifax Hospital, which is the closest hospital to the Daytona Raceway, I might add. And one of the signs that it's not life-threatening, which they said it wasn't, is because they haven't flown him off to a trauma center in Orlando or somewhere else right away, which is what they would do if it was really, really, really bad. So I'm just guessing that he broke some bones, and hopefully that's about it, and he'll be able to recoup, and the choice will be his as to whether or not he wants to get back in a race car. But after seeing that wreck, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's a very, very lucky guy. Let's just leave it at that. Just that's something that's difficult to come back from. I wish him well. I mean, it's one dangerous sport, without doubt.
Yeah, I know. I used to work the safety crew up at the Oswego Speedway. You know where that is, right?
Yes, yeah.
I used to work the safety crew up there, and we had Jim Champagne got killed up there, and what a night that was when that happened. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, let's talk about the coronavirus, because Japan is now going to start trials of using an HIV drug to see if they can contain the coronavirus. Interesting.
Yeah, I saw this. They've been working on this and trying to think that this might have some sort of effect. There's been other stories as well, other people coming up with some sort of vaccine for this. We don't know yet what's going to work, what might not work. There's obviously major concerns in regards to how it's going to affect Japan. We have seen some growth in it, but it seems to some degree to be slowing down, maybe a little. Maybe I'm whistling a little bit past the proverbial graveyard with this, maybe a little bit too hopeful. But let's hope that they can get this thing under control, because without a doubt, we've done a great job here in the United States, even though we have brought some people in. I'm not too concerned about bringing some of these people in, because if we can treat them and we can figure out a way to do it, that we can be helpful and we're good at this. And we do a very good job of keeping this stuff under wraps. So hopefully there's some point of time where you put the full force of the United States behind something like this in our healthcare system. Maybe we can come up with something.
Well, it's slowed down in terms of deaths because only, and I hate to say this, I hate to say it this way, but it's the way the story says, only 98 people died yesterday with the coronavirus, but there were 1,886 new cases reported in China alone.
And from what we know, again, I use the word know, but you don't know what the Chinese are telling us are actually true or not. Is that it seems to be sparing children, and it has a much, much more of the mortality is much, much worse when it comes to older people and the elderly. But kids seem to be making out okay so far, but at least that's what we're hearing.
Have you heard the latest comment about what Michael Bloomberg made that's got himself in trouble?
The farmer one?
No. There's another one that came out during the night.
Oh, no, which one is this?
He has likened the teachers' union to the NRA.
I didn't hear the full statement.
It's over on our favorite website, Newsmax, the one that you write for.
Yeah.
He's likened the teachers' union, the New York City union, to the NRA. Boy, oh, boy.
Listen, I don't know. I got to fill the comments in the context in regards to that. A lot of times the teachers' unions, I might agree with them on some of those things and
sure.
How they go about, handling negotiations and
sure.
How difficult it is in places like New York to actually get reforms put into place that are beneficial to the kids. He was obviously the mayor of New York and he had to deal with the teachers' union in New York, but we see how bad it is. Chicago in regards to trying to get anything done, and they go on strike, and how the teachers unions don't want to have any sort of money going to charter schools or anything else. I mean, we talked about that in a State of the Union. I mean, a lot of the comments that you know, coming out in regards to Bloomberg, I don't agree with them all, these past comments, but some of them I do. You know, I tell you, especially in regards to his policing. I don't have any problem with the way that he used to do policing. I have a problem now with the fact that he's walking back his statements.
Yeah. Well, the stop and frisk thing worked, and that was started by Rudy Giuliani, I believe. And it worked.
Yeah.
It was right after September 11th, because are you profiling? Of course. You have to.
Well, it was before even September 11th. A lot of that policing tactics was going back to, you know, 1994 when Giuliani came in and completely changed the entire, you know, quality of life in New York City, which improved and saved you know, tens of thousands of lives through those policies. And now that you know, it's not politically correct, Bloomberg's walking that back. I think that that's insane. His comment regards to farmers to me was probably a little bit off base. I have to hear the entire context. I haven't heard the entire context of the statement. Seems a little, put down to farmers to some degree, but his policing comments, I didn't mind to that great of a degree at all. I thought it was fine.
All right, well, let's take a caller and let's see what this caller wants to say. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sean and Tampa. Good morning, guys.
Okay.
I'm a little confused on something. If you have, for example, 100 people quarantined for this virus for 14 days, and on the 12th day, 10 of them come down with the corona disease. Now, wouldn't you need to restart that 14 days for the rest of the people?
Maybe, but is that your question? Is that your question? I would say that'd be a logical thing.
Well, yeah, I mean,
okay. All right, but I got
those other 90 people could have caught it.
All right, we're going to run out of time, so thank you, Sean. Yeah, he makes a point there, Chris.
Well, it depends. If they're under quarantine, I mean, they may not be with those other people. I mean, under quarantine doesn't mean that they're necessarily in and around the other people.
Well, on the ship, they were locked in their rooms, in their staterooms.
Yeah, so, yeah. And again, you know, they have other ways of taking a look to see in regards to if there's any sort of sign of the virus. Again, as far as, you know, dealing with viruses, there's people a lot brighter than me in regards to handling that, how these things work to some degree. But they're not like they're keeping those 14 people together. They're all separate.
By the way, you heard about our problem down in Fort Lauderdale, didn't you?
The water. I mean, it's awful down there.
It's more than water. It's 211.6 million gallons of sewage has been spilled into Fort Lauderdale because the sewer pipes began splitting in December, and now it's getting into the water system.
Yeah, wonderful. I mean, I don't know what people are doing there. For what is it? It's all bottled water or boiling? I guess you can't even.
Well, boil would be an understatement, but I'd say bottled water is probably where they're going.
And I mean, that's going to be a major fix down there. It's going to cost a fortune.
Yeah. Now, of course, Barack Obama, and we'll finish with this, Barack Obama took credit for the economy the way it is right now, and right away the Trump campaign turned around and just let him have it with both barrels.
Was it Biden or did Obama come out?
Obama. Was Obama. Alrighty, I got to run because we're running out of time here. All right, thanks, Chris. Alrighty, appreciate it. And we'll be right back with more folks in the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour news, and then we'll be back with Ron Edwards. Yep, that's right. Flip's favorite friend, Ron Edwards. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.